He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Every week, we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband. We call it Raven's report card because she gives him a grade. Alicia, what's up?
Hi.
What's going on? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
How was the holiday break? How was Christmas? How was everything?
Everything was great. I am still recovering from New Year's Eve.
You guys partied? Raven hasn't even mentioned a single thing you guys did the whole time.
Because grown-ups shouldn't be doing what we did.
No, I mean, I feel completely fine at this point. I mean, at this point, it's been, what, 3 days? It's time to recover all the way. You can't use New Year's Eve as an excuse forever.
I'm taking some more ibuprofen right now.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, your New Year sounds a lot different than mine. I took a nap from 9:30 to 11:30, and then my 10-year-old came downstairs to wake me and my husband up because we were asleep on the couch to tell us that it was time to almost drink the champagne.
I thought Alicia knocked herself unconscious when she pantsed me at 3 a.m. in the bathroom and then fell through the shower curtain.
Oh, that kind of party.
And then it was
anybody else in your house?
20 seconds of silence. Yeah, we had like an adult sleepover. Every room, every couch was occupied.
Oh,
actually,
that's fun.
It was fun.
It would be weird if you were just pantsing your husband at 3 o'clock in the morning and nobody else was at the house.
Right.
I thought I was so funny. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
And now she has a huge, huge bruise on her right butt cheek. Right.
Yeah.
Seemed like a good idea at the time, though. The worst part is we have one of those rods where it's not, like, attached to the wall. So it's like a tension rod that you put in between the two walls.
Right.
And when you fall on that thing, the whole thing comes crashing down.
Right down on
and
you.
And then you can't get it back up the right way.
Right. It's true.
Oh, it takes days to dial it in.
In the shower curtain. It was, like, wrapped around me. Like, I couldn't breathe. It was terrible.
If she was a baby, she could have suffocated in that shower curtain.
It's awful.
Right.
So I found, by the end of the 2 weeks, I had enough of my husband, and I was ready for both of us to go back to work. Not that I don't love him and adore him. I certainly do, and I enjoyed every moment I spent. But there comes to a point where I'm like, okay, I think it's time for us to go our separate ways now for a little bit. At any point, were you sick of having Raven home, or would you still have him home if you could?
No, I'd have him home.
Yeah?
Yeah. I miss him.
Nice.
Yeah, the dogs are a lot to handle by yourself. So they're in this whole training thing, so it's a mess.
Can we talk about the dog whisperer? First of all, I said that you guys were wasting money hiring this dog whisperer. And if anybody knows that, it's you guys, because you told me not to hire the dog whisperer for my dog, Lila, who's special needs. And look what happened. I ended up wasting money and agreeing with you, and then you guys did it anyway.
You know what? After, like, his first 4 visits, I was like, we may have to fire this guy.
Right.
And then he came last week. Yeah, I did. I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to have to go over this contract and see if we can get out of it. And then he came last week and just blew our minds with these dogs. He knows what he's talking about. He knows what he's doing.
It's true. My dogs are totally insane, by the way. Mm-hmm. And watching him explain to us these things that are going to happen between the dogs before they happen, and then watching them, it's like the craziest reality show that doesn't exist yet at this point. It's nuts.
Okay.
I guess that Cesar Milan guy did all right with this concept. But
We found out that Barkley has a bigger ego than his dad. I didn't even know that was possible.
You know what? That's where's that coming from? Right? Really unnecessary.
Raven, is Barkley the king of your castle?
She'd have me home if she could, right? She'd have me home.
Yeah.
Right.
So what kind of grade would you like to give Raven? Not even for the last week, for the last, 2.5 weeks?
Christmas included. Keep that in mind.
I'm going to have to give him an A, Anna. He was pretty awesome.
Yay!
Yeah, look at me!
Look at you starting 2020 with an A.
I didn't break the shower.
Nice!
Right.
No, he could have left me there. In his defense, he saved me.
I mean, I left you there for a good 15 seconds or so. I went and got the phone
and recorded it.
Right. I mean, I should hope so.